As we open the word and prepare our heart for the word of God for the meeting our Lord at his table this morning, I ask you to join with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. If you open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, or the first book of Corinthians. As we prepare our heart for a few minutes to meet our Lord at his table this morning, Paul is writing to the church of Corinth, a church that he knew well, a church that he had founded, and it was their first pastor, their first teacher. And he's writing back to them now to answer some questions that they had. And there were some issues in the church that he had to deal with. There were some issues of division, of sin within the membership, and of questions that they had, that they had asked him. So he's writing back to answer some of their questions and to deal with some of the issues. One of the issues that was going on in the church was a misunderstanding of the Lord's table. They didn't quite understand how to celebrate it or how to observe it properly. And there was a practice that was going on in the church at that time before they would have come together to eat. And it's always a custom of the church to gather together and have food and eat. We like to do that. And they were gathered together and they were having their love meals and their feast together. And before they did that, some would go through the line and they would eat and not think about the others. And people would come through later, and they weren't getting food. They were hungry. And then they were going from that into the Lord's table, and they weren't thinking of one another. They were thinking of themselves. And as they were thinking of themselves, they were coming to meet the Lord at his table in an improper frame of mind. So that's what Paul is addressing as we read the scripture. So keep that context in mind as we read the word of God here, picking up at verse 23. Paul said, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you eat it and drink it. Do whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself when he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. And when we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for each other. If anyone is hungry, he should eat at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give you further directions." Here in the reading of God's word, his blessing abides upon it. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you, Lord, for your table that you have prepared for us and the way that you've given us to remember you. And Lord, it's good for us at the beginning of a year, it's good for us to, and every now and then, to pause and to remember and to reflect back on your faithfulness and on your goodness to us. Because we have a tendency as human beings sometimes to forget. And to forget your wonder, to forget your goodness, to forget the many blessings that you give and provide for us every day, that if it was not for your hand and your faithfulness and your blessing in our life, we would not have. So, Lord, you've given us this way to pause again and to remember and to reflect, thanking you for your love, for that relationship that we have, and for what you've done for us on the cross, that we can know you personally. So, Lord, I pray that through your word this morning, you'd encourage our hearts and prepare us to meet with you at your table in response to your invitation, and to come and to dine and to fellowship with you and one another again. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. There are some things that are built, they just don't last. You know, and you can get a car, you can pay a lot of money for your investment in a car, but after a while, you have to replace it. The things that are made by man, they just don't last. There's hardly anything that is built that will endure and withstand the test of time. But our Lord has built a table and has erected a table that stands for all time and endures for all eternity. A table that he set up and established with his first disciples and passed it on to us. That Paul said, what he has received and was celebrating with the church in Corinth, he received from the Lord and from those who had gone before him and the disciples, and he gave it to them and passed it on. And today we come together to celebrate that table that has endured, that the Lord has established to remind us of his faithfulness and his goodness that has endured through all time. And as Paul was writing to the church in Corinth, as I said, to correct some of their misunderstanding of the Lord's table and how it was celebrated, he reminds them that the table that they are going to sharing in and we're about ready to partake in, given to us by Christ himself, for what I received, he said, I receive is from the Lord. We received this from Christ, and it has been passed on to us through the church, through generations to generations from Jesus himself. And it's a table that lasts throughout all time that calls us to look back to the past, to look to the present, and as well to the future. And as we begin this new year together, it's always a time for us to reflect back on the past year, but also to look ahead and for where God may be leading us in the new year. And the table is a good way for us to do that. Paul says when we come to the table, we need to examine ourselves, which means to come in some introspection, come with some reflection and reflecting on what that means and what the Lord's table and supper means for you and me. And looking within ourselves and doing some examination of our heart, where we are before Christ, where we need to be, and then we come to the Lord's table in that proper frame of mind. So as we come to the Lord's table to share in that table for all time, there's three perspectives we want to look at as it goes back through all times. And first is the past. The Lord's table was given to us as a provision, reminds us, and we come together to celebrate his provision in the past. Paul says, for what I received from the Lord, I pass on to you. That in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in what? Remembrance. That's reminding us of the past. That's calling us to look back. So he said, we come in celebration of his provision in the past, of what he has provided for us through his body and through his blood. The provision of his forgiveness on the cross. That Jesus, as he died on the cross, the first words from his mouth as he hung there was, Father, forgive them. And through his body broken, he provided us full and complete forgiveness. That his final words, his first words were, Father, forgive them. His last word was, you remember, it is finished. And through his death on the cross, that provision of full, complete salvation, of forgiveness was provided through his body broken and his blood shed. So as we come to the table, we come in celebration of the thankful that he provided for us a full and complete forgiveness. It doesn't matter what the sins of the past are. It doesn't matter what we did, because God's grace is greater to cover all those sins. Paul says, we put those in the past and we press on and we continue to move forward. And aren't you thankful for the provision of God's grace to take all those sins away? He doesn't bring them up anymore. He doesn't hold them against us. They are buried in the past and they are under the blood of Jesus and they are forgiven. And that's why we can come to the Lord's table in celebration this morning. For that provision of grace and forgiveness that is full and complete. Thank God for that. That's why the Lord's table is a celebration. Yes, we come sometimes in somberness. We come in seriousness. But we come in celebration because he has provided a glorious salvation. He has provided a glorious redemption through his body and blood. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And as we come into the new year, we look back as well on his provision and we celebrate his provision of his faithfulness in this past year. and his provision for us in the past, that we know as he has been faithful in the past, he will continue to be in the future. And we can trust him in that. So thank God and celebrate the provision of his in the past. But as we think of the present, Paul says as well, therefore, he goes to verse 27, talking about the therefore, he's applying this. He said, do this in remembrance of me and what God did in the past, but the therefore is the present situation in which they were in. And the present situation in which they were in is they were coming to the Lord's table not thinking of each other. They were coming not in a right relationship to Christ or each other. They were being more selfish. They were thinking of their own needs. They were not thinking of the body of Christ and the church that they were a part of and their commitment and relationship and fellowship with each other or with Christ. And so in their present situation, they weren't coming in the proper frame of mind. So we come to the Lord's table, secondly, celebrating his purpose in the present. And his purpose in the present is for us to have fellowship and unity with him and one another. He said, come, focusing in, examining your heart, making sure that we're in a right relationship with Christ, that there's nothing between us and him, and that we're in a right relationship with each other. He said, wait for each other. If anyone is hungry, he should eat at home. In other words, make sure that you're right in a relationship with those sitting around you in the fellowship in the church and the body of Christ, because we partake together. We partake as a family, one loaf, one church, one fellowship. And his purpose is for us to share unity and intimacy with him and fellowship with one another and holiness. Holiness in examining our heart. He said anyone ought to examine himself. And he said if we have sin in our heart, confess it. Make it right before we come to his table. His table is for us as the bride to be holiness, to be walking in holiness and purity before him. And he wants his bride to be pure. So his purpose, intimacy, unity, fellowship, one with another, with him, with one another. Where are you in your relationship with that as you come? Come to his table rejoicing in his provision of the past, but also realizing his purpose for you in the present. To love him, to know him, to have an intimate relationship with him and one another, and unity and in fellowship within the family of Christ. But third, as we think of this, a table for all time, we look to the future. Because the Lord's table not only calls us to look back, that calls us to celebrate together as one family in the present, but also reminds us of the future. Look at verse 26. For Paul says, as he gave the instructions of the Lord's table, when he gave those words of institution that he had received from Christ himself, he said in verse 26, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death when? Until he comes. That's the future element. So we come to the Lord's table celebrating his promise for the future. And his promise for the future that someday we are going to be with him. We're going to sit down together as the great church triumphant around his table, around his banqueting table and his presence for all time, enjoying his wedding celebration for all eternity. And we're going to sit there around that table in celebration with those that are already there at that feast, dining with Christ, waiting for us to join them. And he said, and when we do this here, it's a picture of someday we are going to do it there. And we do it till the day he comes with our hope. It's an assurance of our hope that Christ, of what is waiting for us until the day he comes again. That's something to celebrate, isn't it? That should excite us. So we come looking forward, think to the past for his provision, his purpose in the present of living in relationship with him in fellowship and unity, but also the promise of the future that someday we're going to sit around at his table for all eternity in his presence with the church triumphant in celebration with one another for all time. The table, a table for all time. What Christ has built for us on the cross and has given us endures through all time and cannot pass away. We enjoy, we look back, and we celebrate. So as we prepare ourselves to come to the Lord's table this morning, I invite you to join with me in a prayer of confession and consecration. Right where you are, just going to give a few moments here. If there's something you need to do on your heart, as Paul said, we need to examine our heart and make sure in the right frame of mind. Take this moment to get right with the Lord and prepare your heart to meet the Lord at his table. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for calling us to your table and calling us to yourself. Lord, we could not have been saved unless you first called us through your Holy Spirit. And you stirred within us, and we heard and answered that call. And you invite us now to have personal and intimate fellowship with you at your table, reminding us of what you've done for us through your body and blood broken, and blood shed and poured out, and your suffering on the cross, that through that you paid the price for all of our sin, that they can be forgiven and put under the blood for all eternity. We thank you for that provision of forgiveness and grace. We thank you for that provision of Jesus yourself, who made it all possible. That is what we remember. We remember you who died for us. Lord, we also come to your table looking within, seeking, Lord, to fulfill your purpose in the present of loving you, of loving one another, of living in intimacy with you and fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ, of walking in holiness, walking in a heart after you, seeking, Lord, to honor you in all that we do. So, Lord, if there's areas in our life where we're not doing that as we should, Lord, we confess that to you right now. Forgive us for those things we have against others that we may not have forgiven. Forgive us for those things against you that we may not have asked forgiveness for. And prepare us, Lord, to live for you in the present as your disciples. And Father, we look forward to the day and the promise you've given us that as we celebrate here today around your table, it's a foreshadow of the day that we will be around your table forever and all eternity, sitting around your banquet hall in your residence in heaven, celebration that knows no end for all eternity with you. And so, Lord, as we do this today, we do showing our love, proclaiming our faith, our trust in you until the day you come for us or you come again. So, Lord, we thank you for the bread, a visible reminder of your body broken for us. We consecrate it to you this morning. As we receive and partake, we just ask, Lord, your blessing upon it and upon us as we share in you. We thank you for the cup, a visible reminder of your blood shed. We consecrate it to you this morning in remembrance and in celebration. And as we partake today, Lord, may it just be a fresh expression of our love, again, of our devotion and commitment to you. As we come to your table in response to your invitation, Lord, may you draw us in a deeper relationship with you. May we experience that personal intimacy with you as we commune with you today and with one another, because we are a part of your family and we do this together as your church with each other joined to you. So thank you, Lord, for bringing us together today, for what you've done, for preparing your table before us. You prepared it before us. Now as we come to partake, Lord, meet us at your table in a special way. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.